video.
No.
It's my pictures of Red Boucher after adjournment last year.
What did you do last year?
Those will be good for the Google, for the mural campaign.
I don't know, after such a late day, I go, I don't know about sure that.
Well, some of the boys don't.
Bad enough having to.
Okay, kids, you want me to do this?
Let's just do it.
Good show.
Mark,
okay. We are now reconvening our meeting of this afternoon, which was adjourned, but that was a false slip of the tongue. It was actually recessed. And here we are now, back again in the same legislative day, having announced for a meeting on the floor to pass out on the, what is it, the 7th? I can't see my glasses. On the 7th of this month, the 120th legislative day, thereabouts. Okay, we have a little critter called, it's 10:30, CSJR63. If you guys want to just turn this into a 90-day session, you know, without the 10-day vacation, this is your last chance to do it. As she goes.
I move the bill with individual recs.
Second.
No objections. Bill's moved from committee with individual recommendations. Now, we have a CS, a House CS for CS SB336. It basically makes technical changes throughout the bill. It does not change the 48 hours that a person can be involuntarily committed because of being disabled or incapacitated through the use of alcohol or drugs. It adds other drugs to the behaviors which, or the use of other drugs to the problems which will be treated if a person admits themselves to a treatment facility. It provides for an immediate, the person needs to be immediately taken to a facility. Immediately means as soon as practicable. It changes.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. Yes. I apologize for breaking in. Is immediately then defined somewhere in the statutes?
No, that's current law.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And that, by the way, that is part of the Uniform Alcoholism and Intoxication Treatment Act, being a uniform act that will have legislative
okay, thank you. Hayden, how about if we use the phrase, may use reasonable means to ensure the retention and safety of an incapacitated person, something like that. There's only one thing I'd like the committee to allow me to do without your presence. We've got a little funny phrase here. It says, the treatment personnel at an approved treatment facility may use reasonable means to physically reasonable physical restraint necessary to retain an incapacitated or greatly disabled person for up to 48 hours.
No.
I don't think that it's necessary to put somebody in a straitjacket and keep her for 48 hours. And I'd like to make the language a little more open so it says that they can take the steps necessary to protect the person from himself and keep them in the facility. But I don't want to use language that speaks to straitjackets, if you'll permit me to do that.
But sometimes withdrawal from alcohol requires.
Right.
I've seen him
right.
in bed.
Exactly. So. And that's why the reasonable means to protect a person from himself and keep him in the facility covers that, but doesn't shout it out, you know?
That's okay.
Is that okay with you guys?
But the idea was that they
yes,
have
sir. I will not put in language that would prevent that.
Okay.
I promise you that. And if you'll just let me do that, I'll fix it up. That's
they
about
used to
it.
Do that with Pat itself.
Yeah.
Well,
that,
to hook see, themselves.
That to me, that's the right out. Thing to do. You have
no,
a
it ain't.
No?
Absolutely. They bang themselves and they injure themselves.
Well, you see, Mr. Liberal here, that's what he told me. And by God,
Mr. Chairman, the thing I want to establish on the record, since he's one of my senators and he's a sponsored bill, is you've spoken with the staff of the sponsor, and they're in agreement with the draft that you have.
Oh, yeah. Hayden, would you speak to that on the record?
Peter, don't change anything that he hasn't seen.
That's great. Thank you.
I will not make any changes in this language without either a formal statement from Mr. Lee.
And I want to know if there's any changes too, because I've seen this and this before with me.
Okay, well, why don't we just, maybe we'll take 5 minutes and just agree on the language, because what I wanted to do is to respond to Mr. Martin's concern that sometimes a person
My concern's does, over with, amen.
Okay, well then, I'm going to say that the treatment personnel at an approved treatment facility may use reasonable means to protect the safety of an incapacitated person and ensure Person's retention in the facility for up to 4 years.
Okay. And others.
Yes, sir. To protect the person
himself
and others.
Another,
yes,
sir.
That's right here.
That's agreeable with me.
Okay.
Is that a change from what Euling has approved?
No. It's a different language. It's just not as strong.
He said may use reasonable means to restrain and incapacitate the person. It's the same thing. I just want to clean up.
I'm not sure that that's a big deal after all.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Just make sure before he goes to the clerk
gentlemen,
he signs off.
If he doesn't sign off, I will use the original language. Okay. Can we vote on that?
Well, I move we adopt the CS.
So moved. Any other objection? Hearing none, it's adopted.
And I move to go with individual.
Representative Ellis from Anchorage, who is a key supporter and mover on this issue. In fact, the driving force.
Amen.
He moves the bill from committee with individual recommendations and has unanimous
full support of my good friend.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, I meant Mr. Ellis and Mr. Martin in their famous team effort,
sure
and Mr. Broomberg, without whom this never would have been possible.
And the Blue Ribbon Committee.
And Representative Miller. And Mr. Miller and Gall, who are glad to be with the three of you.
I have a recommendation on how we can make sure Anchorage, we can, the rest of the state never has to worry about Anchorage again.
Sales tax.
No, we'll elect Mr. Boucher mayor.
Well, it may happen. Do we have a second?
It may well happen.
Nothing
well.
Gentlemen, I didn't think I'd have this pleasure a second time, but I did. It's been great.
And I
thank
you.
For the
memories. Thanks for the memories. Peter Mac Joe.
We really want to go.
I'm not going to go anywhere.
There you go. Last thing I'll give you back. Thanks for the Peter Macho.
Oh, hey, guys, somebody has to talk to Ben about scheduling this.
I'll do it right away.
Okay.
Okay, Bob. Meeting adjourned.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Adjourned.
You can't put it on the first calendar. It has to be on the second. You'll know.